When we continue conversation when it comes to celebrating Black History Month. Last week, we put the spotlight on all things Grand Valley State University and the education presented, including that Taste of Soul right around the corner, plus the other opportunities. One opportunity, well, today, is to celebrate. Positive Black Women gives honor and recognition to those that have made a way and shaped our history. An event at noon. We talk about it with you, Sherelle Arnold. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How do you spend your day?
I spend my day here at the Center for Women and Gender Equity, responding to the needs of our students, from NYARA mentoring to working with Replenish to working as a co-advocate. So whatever our students need, I'm here to fill that gap.
That's good. You must have a 24/7 day.
Yeah.
Busy. Let's get into the topic. First of all, many activities under the heading of Black History Month under Grand Valley's leadership and West Michigan's for sure. But I want to zone in on something that's happening in just in a couple hours or so. First of all, it's under the umbrella of GVSU Positive Black Women. Can you tell me a little bit about this organization?
Yes, Positive Black Women is a group that has a long history here at GVSU and was originally formed as an opportunity for those of us here as faculty and staff needing space to come together, to celebrate, to talk with each other, to support each other, and to create our community. And sometimes being in a predominantly white institution that sometimes is not as welcoming or presents some obstacles and challenges where maybe others in your department or area don't totally understand. Sometimes it's nice to have that kinship and that community where you can go and feel like you're not on the outside, but that you are an integral part of the conversation and people can relate to you. So this group started as that and then has evolved to creating a format for discussions across the campus, collaborative conversations with other affinity groups, with other organizations on campus, like the Women's Commission, for example, and in order to build effective relationships, along with creating a scholarship for our students who have, you know, financial needs.
Yeah. So. Cool. All right, what's happening at noon today?
Well, today is our annual Valentine's Day celebration, and we have titled it Loving Our History. And really, it is an opportunity to really dive deeper into African American history, because historically our information has, our voices and information about us has been suppressed. And so our stories are often excluded, or they are presented from a narrative that is not our own. And so we have to continue to carve out opportunities to create space for ourselves to celebrate and to affirm one another. And much like the history of PBW, as I said, that's what today is about, is looking at our history. And there are definitely some horrific parts of our history, but there are also many inventions, many contributions, many love stories. There's a lot of our history that is often left out of the history books. And so today we're talking about loving our history, understanding that our history as people of color, it does not start with slavery. That's not our beginning, and it's not just simply about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. or Rosa Parks, to pioneers and to history makers in the Black community, but it's about so much more. And so today we are gathered to salute human rights, equality, and love, and we want people to engage with names and understanding and information and contributions to our country that often go undiscussed. So whether it's, Benjamin Banneker or Claudette Colvin, who first sat down on the bus prior to Ms. Parks, or understanding the depths of Madam C.J. Walker's financial empire and more than just, you know, her contributions to the hair care industry. And Marzetta, you know, McCondon, who won the first black woman to set a world record in swimming. And so things like that. And so we want to go deeper. And it's about asking students to interrogate and consider why these parts of history are excluded, and why isn't there acknowledgement of the contributions that people of color have done?
Yep, thank you for that. Let's ask where to head at noon today.
Well, we want you to join us at noon in the Grand River Room, so right here in the Kirkhoff Center. There's a live museum portion that will be happening. There's going to be a lunch served and then the program today. If anyone is interested and if they're not able to make today's event, this is just one of the events that PBW puts on. And so I would encourage you to just simply go online to gvsu.edu and just, you know, search the homepage, Positive Black Women, or you can go to the Division of Inclusion and Equity and look up under the affinity groups and find ways to stay connected with us and to get engaged with us and to celebrate and honor with us.
Yes, Cheryl Arnold, thank you very much for what you do. See you noon to one today.